Welcome to the Roman Arena Podcast, created by the students of Roman Catholic High School in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Here, we discuss various issues and events, plus interview those of influence. It's all from the perspective of the Roman students. Now, sit back and enjoy the Roman Arena Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Roman Arena Podcast, and I'm one of your hosts today, and my name is Azel Miller. Today I'm joined by
Jaden Patron,
Jordan Griffin.
Yes, and today we're going to be talking about Marvel and DC, our childhoods, and yes, we love these things. Yes. Mm-hmm. So to start off, the infamous debate, which one is better, Marvel or DC? I think I'm a Marvel guy for sure.
I mean, both have their... How would you say it? They both have their advantages with their, like, variety of, like, superheroes and villains. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of, like, in the middle here.
What about you, Jordan?
For me, I would say DC because they have better superheroes, and I feel like their villains are way more powerful.
Okay. I mean, there's more to being a villain than just being strong.
I mean, that's a fact, but all, like, backstory and, like, there's nobody like the Joker. So...
Fair.
Everybody's being a Joker.
Yeah. Fair. We don't have a Joker in Marvel, but nope. At, like, the same time, you got, like, anti-heroes like Jonathan Blaze. You know, he's tough.
He was a good one. Yeah.
Like, Ghost Rider, don't be for real. Ghost Rider is tough. Okay. So, to spark this up a little bit more, we're going to get into a couple debates here almost. We're going to have a couple superhero matchups from Marvel and DC. Things like Wonder Woman versus Thor and Spider-Man versus Batman, things like that, heated debates. We're not going to add Superman in there because you don't have no one for Superman. Everybody. Okay. All right. Relax there, buddy. He's boring. You throw him to the sun, he's just stronger than everybody. That's not fair. Okay. The first debate we're going to do is Spider-Man versus Batman, one I'm very passionate about. And I believe Spider-Man whoops Batman.
Not a chance.
Why? Explain yourself.
Because Batman, he has a list. Just in case anybody in the Justice League ever turns on him, he got a list on how to kill them all.
But Spider-Man's not on the Justice League. Look, right? Let's say we do like a No Way Home type situation and Batman magically appears in Spider-Man's universe and they see him in the middle, like in the middle of the street, they meet each other and they just start going at it. Spider-Man is winning. Spider-Man, he's going to tie Batman up and he's going to be hanging from the Eiffel Tower.
Or what about a Batarang?
What is Batarang going to do?
Cut the web.
It's not cutting the web.
If Batman could beat Superman, you don't think he could beat Spider-Man?
He beat Superman with prep time. Superman whooped him. And then they paused. He went and had a whole training arc, came back, and then he barely won.
That's true.
Superman was just chilling the whole time.
What you think, Jay?
I mean, Batman, he has, like, a really, a lot of variation to his, like, let's say, like, attacks. Because... For one, he's a well-known martial artist with his, you know, yeah. And at one point, he trained his body to reach peak physicality before he went on, like, his missions as Batman.
But, like, even so, he's still human. Spider-Man is Spider-Man.
But Spider-Man is human, too, though.
But Spider-Man is throwing around cars. Is Batman throwing around cars?
No, but
okay then.
With a suit, he can.
You make man, a suit. That wax mechanic suit. That wax suit. What he got? What he got for the spider sense? What he got for the spidey sense?
All right, let's be honest. DC games way better than Marvel.
Okay,
games.
We got to give you that. We don't have too many Marvel games.
Well, I mean, we do have Spider-Man, though.
Yeah, but yeah, besides Marvel, Spider-Man.
That's Spider-Man. That's all we got, though.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. Like the
DC Universe Online.
Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah. I used to play that a lot.
Dude, Justice League, that's the best one. Yep. Justice League is tough.
And I don't know if you guys ever had a DS, but I had a DS.
DS is our...
Who has it at a DS?
It wasn't mine. It was my friend's, but we always used to play on the way to school.
Yeah, with the Lego Batman game.
Lego Batman was one of the best Lego games. Lego Batman 1 and 2.
That was amazing.
Great show. I mean, movie. Great movie. Okay, if we're going to move into movies, I'll take it and say Marvel has better movies and shows. Yeah. Yeah. Who y'all got? Y'all got The Flash. Y'all got Arrow. Y'all got the Justice League, the cartoon. Y'all ain't even got nothing else.
I mean, DC has Teen Titans as well, but...
Man, Teen Titans don't count.
Yeah, Teen Titans and Teen Titans. Well, not Teen Titans Go.
Teen Titans Go, but you know, the original one. Yeah.
Teen Titans Go is not that bad. I feel like it's underrated. People hate on it.
Teen Titans Go is like more for children.
Yeah, but it's funny though.
Yeah, but the Teen Titans theme song was tough.
It was.
Both of the songs are tough.
Not the Teen Titans Go, like the Teen Titans, the original Teen Titans from the 2000s.
Man, if we could play a club, we would.
It was good.
All right. But besides that, who y'all got? Because we got all the Spider-Man TV shows, like The Amazing Spider-Man, The Spectacular Spider-Man, Ultimate Spider-Man.
Spectacular Spider-Man. Oh, my God. I used to love that
show. That was
Spectacular Spider-Man.
He was a good Spider-Man. And then we got all the Spider-Man movies. Dang, I'm just talking about Spider-Man. And then we got, because we also have The Avengers, Infinity War. Endgame. We got Endgame, Civil War. We got Captain America, the Iron Man movies. Who y'all got? Batman. That Batman trilogy was not it.
That's a fact. But think about it. We have nothing. I would say no show from the 2000s. I would say 2000s and 2010s are beating Batman Beyond.
Okay. But from the 2010s? From the 2010s. No, yes. The show's better than Batman Beyond?
No. From the early 2010s. Let's say that. The early 2010s.
Early 2010s. Let me see. I'm trying to think. What shows you got from early 2010s? So, like, that's what? 2015 down?
Probably.
2015 down. Let me see. Because y'all think y'all slick with this. Let me see. Most of our good shows did come in, like, 2016. You know what we have? We had Wolverine and X-Men.
There was also like Iron Man.
Are you talking about X-Men 97?
Nah. The old one? I'm talking about 2009. Wolverine and the X-Men.
Oh, you're talking about the movie?
No, it's a show.
It's a show?
Wolverine and the X-Men 2000. If you watch it, you'll see.
I'm tripping. I don't remember that.
Yeah, you should. It was an amazing show.
All right, I'm about to list some DC movies. Ready?
All right, listen.
Okay. We got, let's see. We got the Batman trilogy, like you said. Okay. That's one of the best movies of all time, especially The Dark Knight. Everybody loved Dark Knight.
Dark Knight was really iconic for its time.
Yep.
Okay,
really for its time. With Heath Ledger as the Joker, come on.
All right, that movie was tough. I'll give you that.
R.I.P.
That's your best movie. Yeah, R.I.P. Rest in peace.
And then, rest in peace, Heath Ledger. We have Dark Knight Rises with Bane, Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Good. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah. You can't forget
his line.
2013, Man of Steel.
Man of Steel.
Man of Steel was a good movie.
Man of Steel was a good movie. I debatably think The Dark Knight was better.
Dark Knight way better.
That's a hard decision for me, honestly.
And then Bane, they had, y'all just got, the movies y'all had good villains. I give y'all that. Like Bane, his line. You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it. That was tough.
That was tough.
It gave me chills.
We got the Batman from like, what was that, 2 years ago?
The dude from Twilight?
Yep.
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson.
I never watched it.
That was a good movie.
It was a good
movie. Long movie.
It was a long one.
Yeah,
it was like two hours, three hours?
2.5 hours?
I think
hours?
Like 3 hours. I went in at like 12. When I came out, it was like, I think like 3:30.
Yeah.
It was a long movie.
Yeah. I did not go to see that, John. I won't lie. But then again, I'm a Batman hater, so I couldn't really support him like that. But people told me it was a good movie, so I'll take your word for it.
It's a great movie.
Take your word for it. What else y'all got?
We got the Suicide Squad.
Man, which one?
Okay. So, People don't like the first one. I don't know why. I love the first one. The
2012 one with
with Will Smith.
Yeah, I like that one. That's the one I like.
Yeah,
I don't know why people don't
like that movie. I don't know
people
why.
People hate the movie.
I just watched the movie on repeat. For Jared real. Leto, he was a different Joker.
Yeah,
I
didn't like that.
Jared Leto was a Joker?
He was a Joker in the movie, but he had like three parts in the movie. So
he should have been a part.
So it didn't bother me.
People it's not like, really, yeah, like, it wasn't a Joker movie.
Yeah.
So I'm not really mad at that. So it was like, you know, Suicide Squad. So
he played the role well enough.
Yeah. I want to see more Harley Quinn than Joker if it's the Suicide Squad. Because Joker's not in
Suicide Squad. And then Will Smith did great in this movie. You
know? He did.
He did amazing in the movie.
Yeah.
And then people was always dying. You know, that was nice.
Yep. We got, let's see. Oh, the old Batman movies. We got all the old Batman with Robert.
Man.
Robert. Michael Keaton.
Man. Ain't nobody watched the old Batman movies.
I watched them.
I'm not that old.
I seen Batman, the one Batman Returns. Excuse me, the one with George Clooney. Mm. I seen that; those were good.
George Clooney one was really good.
I know, right? Yeah, that one was really. It was like, okay, I'll give you this. It was so bad, it was good. Like
it was so bad, it was good.
So it wasn't like I'm gonna give it to you. It was a bad movie. How Batman had a credit card that didn't make sense.
Why would Batman need a credit card?
He put out the credit card. It had the bat symbol. That was funny. So, yeah, the logic isn't really there. Like, if he has a credit card, shouldn't they know who he is? Yeah. So,
but yeah. Anyway,
all right. So with like Batman, right? On the topic of Batman, the actors they have very like different fighting styles.
I have a strong opinion on this.
So,
I highly believe that the Batman from Batman vs. Superman was the best Batman portrayal.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck was a really
good
actor.
But from that specific movie, Batfleck from that specific movie was the best Batman. And Batman vs. Superman was not that great of a movie, but he did a good job in that movie.
Like, with, let's choose from like three actors of Batman. So I would say,
what's the best ones? Who are the best actors?
So we have Robert Pattinson. Yes. Ben Affleck and Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, nostalgia.
Yep.
Bale, Ben Affleck, nostalgia. Robert Pattinson is the recency bias.
I would say the best.
Recency bias. I don't know. When I imagine Batman and I look at Robert Pattinson, I don't see it.
Yeah, like, he kind of looks.
He looks too young. He looks too young. He looks like a emo teenager.
And then again, you haven't seen the movie yet. So
I haven't, but I've seen the trailer, and he did the best he could. But I imagine Batman being like
real
broad shoulders, like
Ben Affleck,
Ben Affleck,
built,
really like big guy. Like you walk into him, my bad. It's like. Oh no!
All right, I wouldn't say all that, but I know what you're going with.
I would say Robin Pattinson because it's more believable. Like, you know, how everything happened, like his parents died and everything. They make it seem like in the movie how like it just happened probably maybe 8-10 years ago. Like not like he's, you know, going on, and then we see him. The movie's in his 30s. You know, saying like he lost his parents 20 years ago. More recent. And you can see, like, how dark he is because it's so recent. And, like, you see how, like, you know, Ben Affleck or maybe, like, Michael Keaton. Because they were, like, in their 30s. Mm-hmm. So, like, they're, like, you know.
Yeah, I feel like a salt and pepper to them.
Yeah. They're, like, learning how to live with it more. Like, Robert Pattinson, now he's so young. Like, it makes him more dark. And I feel like I like that movie.
Yeah.
I like the movie because of that. And another movie is The Joker.
Man, the one Joker? With what's his name?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix. He did so good in that movie.
That was phenomenal.
He did great in that movie. Okay, okay.
Have you seen what he did to play that role?
Yeah, he was.
Didn't he lose 100 pounds?
It's like method acting or stuff like that. Yeah. It was Heath Ledger did it too.
Yeah,
they locked themselves up and something like that, and they just went crazy for them.
Well, it was still really good though.
Yeah, they did good for them. But if we want to go movie for movie. Show for show. You're going to do this with Marvel? Okay. I'm going to list it off. Okay. We have Jessica Jones. I don't know if you guys watch Jessica Jones on Netflix. I don't know why they take it off of Netflix.
They just be taking anything.
I know, right?
Yeah, they took it off of Netflix. They put it on Disney Plus.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I love more Disney Plus. Like Daredevil, that's not on there no more.
Yeah. Plus. Jessica Jones. Tough movie. I said tough movie. Tough show. 3 seasons. Amazing. This is in 2015, too. Okay. And then we also have Cloak and Dagger. I like Cloak and Dagger. I like the aesthetic of it. But, you know, they took it off Netflix, too. We're going show right now. Just shows. Then we're doing Daredevil. Daredevil was so tough. He's a lawyer. He's blind. And he's still beating everybody. And then he made a cameo in Spider-Man No Way Home. No Way Home.
I'm not going to hold you. Yeah. That was nice.
Yeah.
Was
and then he caught the brick. Yeah.
That was tough.
Yeah. And then we got Moon Knight.
I never seen that one, but it looks nice.
Like, Moon Knight looks good.
Moon Knight.
His outfit is.
Yeah. Yeah. Moon Knight. We got Moon Knight. We got Loki. Hold up. I'm not done cooking yet. We got The Punisher. We got Iron Fist. Iron Fist is probably my favorite.
Mid.
Iron Fist was not mid.
Son of nine. I never seen it. I'm just talking.
Okay. Iron Fist was like a lot of these Netflix shows were on Netflix. A lot of these shows were on Netflix. And that was my childhood. Netflix growing up. Like once I hit the age of 7, everything
Iron Fist?
Yeah, it was on Netflix. And I watched Iron Fist with my mom.
Iron Fist was good. I love it.
Yeah, I watched Iron Fist with my mom.
I'm a DC guy.
What do you all think of Guardians of the Galaxy?
I don't like it.
First one, mid. I didn't like.
I didn't like Guardians. I didn't like any of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
The second one was alright. I like the third one. The third one was the best.
I
don't think I've ever watched the third one, but
I watched half of the third one, and it didn't interest me. That was the problem. I tried to. I couldn't finish it.
The middle. It's only the middle when it picks up when it talks to start, like Rocket and stuff. Yeah, all that was nice.
I didn't finish it, but it was alright. It was alright.
All right. So back to the matchups.
Back to matchups.
Yeah, we were.
We got sidetracked.
Really sidetracked.
We got sidetracked.
So, with Spider-Man and Batman, right?
Mm-hmm.
They both have a similar like type of backstory in terms of like their family, right?
Yeah, they both lost somebody.
Yeah. So Batman,
depending on what Spider-Man you watch.
Yeah. But
in general, Spider-Man lost his parents in like a plane crash.
What? Yeah. Oh yeah. Sorry. I thought we were talking about Uncle Ben.
Not in the Amazing Spider-Man with what's his name?
He didn't lose him in a plane.
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, he didn't lose him in a plane.
No, he did. He did. Yeah, his mom, but his dad just went away.
Yeah, what's that?
But in like I feel like comics, like comical Spider-Man, he did lose his parents in a plane crash.
Mm. And then Uncle Ben.
Yeah. All right, rest in peace, Uncle Ben.
200 pumped.
Gone too soon.
I think we all had
he was like 50 or like 60.
I mean, that's not, that's too soon. That's
a little too soon.
Yeah, he could have lived until like
70, 80, bro.
Can we talk about how Stan Lee would have made a great Uncle Ben?
He would have
made a great Uncle Ben. Why did Stan Lee never play Uncle Ben?
Or, hot take, in Spider-Man, the new one in the MCU, I feel like Tobey Maguire would have been a good Uncle Ben.
He's too young, no.
He's not. He's not too, I mean, They do makeup.
I mean, people look older. Okay, fair. Like, because to be fair, Aunt May didn't look old.
You're not too young?
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't look too old.
So, it depends on what, like, you know, you're watching. Like, same thing with Batman, how we were talking about earlier, how, like, you know, Ben Affleck and Michael Keaton, they were a little bit older. But, you know, Robert Pattinson, he was a little bit younger. Same thing with Aunt May and Uncle Ben. They could have been a little bit younger.
Yeah, okay.
So it's just about the way how you tell the story.
Yeah, so in like with Spider-Man, right, in terms of strength, who do you think is the strongest?
Strongest
Spider-Man, who do you think?
Okay. I have a hot take.
Like with Spider-Man.
Okay, hot take. Tom Holland is the strongest. Andrew Garfield was the most durable.
Tobey Maguire is most iconic.
Yeah, he's the most iconic. Everything Tobey Maguire did, Tom Holland or Andrew Garfield did it better.
Are we talking about? I'm sorry, I'll let you finish. Go ahead.
Like strength wise, they're better, both of them. And if we're talking about, well, maybe not Andrew. He didn't really have too many strength feats in the movie. But, you know, Tom Holland, you know, he hit, he held the crews together.
Yeah, he held that boat together.
Yeah, that was tough.
Until Iron Man came in like 6 seconds and took the weight off of him.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I mean, 6 seconds though?
6 seconds.
6 seconds? How long was Tobey Maguire holding the train back?
That was like 40 seconds. That was a long time.
That was at least a minute.
It was not a minute.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was not a minute.
It was extended longer than it was. If a train had that long to get from point A to point B, the train's stopping.
Wasn't the train tracks messed up or something?
Nah, it just, yeah, I think it was just cut off. Like, it just was a stop, but there was no.
Yeah, it was a stop, and they couldn't tell, right?
Yeah.
It was either that or the brakes wasn't working, but I don't think that was it. Because didn't, remember, I could hear like the brakes were screeching.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Right. Anyway.
Are we talking about those three Spider-Men?
Just those three. Because if we get into the
If you're talking about Miles Morales,
he has more powers, but he's not like the most developed Miles Morales we get is in the
Venom.
The Spider-Verse.
Yeah. Wait, are we talking about Spider-Verse, like the movie? Games. I thought we were talking about like
the game,
TV show, like from Ultimate Spider-Man.
Oh.
Like I think he's the most developed Spider-Man, like Miles we got. Because he was, well, he's the same age as movie Miles, but he had like a better grasp of his powers than.
I don't know about that. Because I would say.
That's recency bias.
I mean, no, I don't know because, like, you know, the movie, it gave him more time, like, to flesh out his character, but, like, in 3 days. Okay, hold on. Spider-Man, mm-hmm. the original Spider-Man in Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
I think that's meant to be Tobey Maguire.
Nah, right? Was that not meant to be.
The Peter Parker from the other universe.
Yeah, wait, from Peter B. Parker or the one from?
Yeah, the one with the belly.
The belly? Oh.
Yeah.
Wasn't that supposed to be like Andrew Garfield?
I don't know.
No, you're right. I feel like it fits Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, because he had Gwen. Exactly. He had MJ.
MJ, yeah, and Andrew Garfield had Gwen. Okay. And, so the one that died in Gwen's verse was, dang.
Yeah.
Dang. Why did you want me and Andrew Garfield like that?
But I would say, Miles from Into the Spider-Verse is the most strongest and the most developed because he had his powers for like 3 days and he was already taken. Remember, he was taking Spider-Man when in like the final battle with Kingpin.
Yeah, but like let's look at Miles from
taking Spider-Man
from Ultimate Spider-Man from like I feel like we like to underrate him because he wasn't on the show for that long, but we got a lot of cool Spider-Man characters in that show.
Agent Venom.
Agent Venom. Oh, I remember Agent Venom. Yeah, we did have Agent Venom.
I liked his outfit.
Yeah, Agent Venom was tough. We had let me see. We're gonna find them. Anyway, regardless.
We're supposed to be talking about matchups here, but
we are. Okay,
yeah, we're getting sidetracked.
But let's get back to matchups.
All right, so matchups.
Let's bring another
one. Let's do like speed.
Speed, so speedsters. They win. Like, DC wins.
DC Flash and Quicksilver.
DC Flash mops Quicksilver. I won't lie to you guys. Flash mops. Flash, he outran Death.
Because Quicksilver, I'm pretty sure he has like a top speed. Flash, he could like.
He just keeps going. Exactly. And then if we want to talk about Wally West took up the mantle of Flash after Barry Allen. Then he went like faster. Like, he got the Mobius chair and stuff. And then his suit turned blue. Yeah. They mop us. We don't got any good speeds. It's just like that.
Yeah,
Quicksilver, he's all right, but like he didn't outrun Death.
Quicksilver was cool. It's just he didn't compared to Flash Death. In terms of like speed. Flash wins because
Quicksilver has mopped
a limit.
Yeah, and when it comes to like a group, we have way more because Marvel has like 3-2, or just Quicksilver. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. Wait, I mean, yeah, there are only speedster. In quotation marks, is probably Quicksilver.
Quicksilver, yeah.
But I want to say Silver Surfer.
Oh, yeah.
But he's not, right? Yeah, but he's not a speedster.
Still make more sense to put a Quicksilver against Flash because they're both, you know, known for their speed.
Or Adam Warlock? Is that his name?
Adam Warlock.
For who?
From Marvel.
Adam Warlock.
He's pretty fast.
I mean, to be fair, Captain America is pretty fast.
Captain America is fast for a human, yeah.
For a human, like, if we had to become a superhero, like, and still fit in, I'd want to be Captain America because he's stronger than everybody else, Alpha but he's man. Not.
All right, so
who's Adam Warlock, Mr. Researcher?
Adam Warlock.
He is the only person that defeated Thanos with like no help.
Oh, he's from what movie is that from? I saw him. Wasn't this in Guardians of the Galaxy?
He was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Galaxy 3. I saw that, and I remember. That's why I said I didn't finish the movie. Yeah. That's why I forgot his name.
Because he, like, died in, like, the first, like, 40 minutes.
Yeah, that's why I saw him.
Right. Yeah, he got cooked. My
bad. Yeah, you're cool.
All right, so
Back up to matchups.
Yeah. Next matchup.
Do we want to put our strongest? We're about to get real interesting with this. All right,
so
let me bring out my strongest.
No, we're not bringing out. I'm thinking we're not like, bringing out Superman. Let's do. All right, we'll do our smartest versus your smartest.
Smartest. All right. Who's your smartest? Still Batman.
Iron Man.
Batman versus beating Iron Man.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Nah, but no. Iron Man's tech though.
Yeah, no, exactly. Gotta
realize he has. Right, Jarvis.
I'm about to.
And he's like.
I'm about to cook. Right. So Iron Man armor model 51. It's called Iron Man Prime. He combines every other one of his armors into this one armor, and it's literally like perfect for him, right? Also,
is that the Mark 51?
Yeah. And then another one, he has the Uru armor, and was given to him by Odin himself. So he got Uru, right? And he goes and he just starts killing all the gods in Asgard. He's just whopping everybody. He has Odin's magic in him, and he has his tech. And he's just whopping everybody, and his suit is fire. By the way,
like with Batman, I feel like he needs more prep time with Iron Man because Iron Man has way more advanced tech compared to like Batman's inventions.
Yes, he does. Forget prep time, my man. Iron Man is whopping.
I feel like he has enough weapons to take out Batman's like entire Batcave.
Yeah. Okay. All right. He does. So we can end this knowing that Iron Man beats Batman. Spider-Man beats Batman.
But Marvel
doesn't. And Marvel is better than DC.
Okay. Marvel and DC, like I said before, they're good in their own way. Because I feel like DC is more depicted as like more like dark.
Yeah, okay.
Because there's like a lot more deaths in it.
I guess because I watch more Marvel growing up, I feel like I'm always going to favor it. So.
All right. To close it off.
Let's just agree to disagree.
What's your favorite childhood, like, Marvel or DC movie?
DC movie.
Because, like, with me, I would go with, like, Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
I'm not that old. I watched Tobey Maguire's after I watched Andrew Garfield's.
I like Tobey Maguire's more than Andrew Garfield's because it just feels more iconic, you know?
Okay, fair.
I would say as a whole, as, like a nice, lighthearted movie, I would say probably, I'll say Spider-Man Homecoming.
Aha, he chose a Marvel movie.
Yeah, because
it's raps. All right, guys, it's raps.
What's yours, Azel?
I already said, it's Tobey Maguire's.
You said you're not that old, though.
I mean Andrew Garfield, my bad.
Okay, how about this? Let's end it off with a question. Since you like Marvel so much.
Okay.
Let's name three people that has held Mjolnir.
Mjolnir? Okay. Besides Thor. Hulk, Captain America.
Hulk
when? Hulk held it. When? It wasn't in a movie, but he... Are we talking about in the movie?
No, like, in the movie, in, like, in comics.
Okay. So, Hela, Captain America, somebody else held it. If I were going straight from movies. Oh, Thanos. No, Thanos didn't hold it.
Odin.
Oh, Vision. Obviously. Vision held it.
He's not a person.
No, he counts. Okay.
All right. No, he don't count.
Why he don't count?
Because he's not a person. He's like, you know, like, if Thor's going in an elevator, he puts the hammer down. The elevator could lift it because it's not living.
Okay. All right.
But it was Black Panther.
It was Black Panther. Oh, Black I knew Panther he held it.
Yep.
But I said Vision. We'll count it. Okay, guys. Okay. Well, it was nice to do the podcast today.
Yep. And it sucks.
Very, very controversial.
Yeah, very controversial. We're just going to agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree.
I'd say that.
Yeah. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Roman Arena Podcast. I was your host, Azel Miller.
Jada I was joined by Jordan Griffin.
Thank you for your time.
You've been listening to the Roman Arena Podcast, produced by the students of Roman Catholic High School in Philadelphia, the oldest diocesan high school in the United States. Be sure to subscribe to get new, fresh episodes and follow on social media for more. Thanks for listening to this episode. We'll see you next time on the Roman Arena Podcast.